warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
I just messed up. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Miss Sapphire. We are live from the Lair. You guys seem to really enjoy the radio shows from the Lair, and we're gonna have a good time because it is the summer of splash, so we're just gonna keep this party continuing. I gotta say, a lot has happened since we all saw each other last week. As some of you may or may not know, I am no longer at Vivid Radio. It was on my own accord. Your girl just had to, she had an opportunity and I had to take it, and I wish I could have held both jobs, but unfortunately I couldn't. And so I had to go where my heart was going towards, and no disrespect to those at Vivid Radio. I've always been a girl of music, and I've always been a girl to go to mainstream radio, and so that's what I started to do. So you will be hearing me soon. As you guys may know, on my title, it does say associate producer with SiriusXM, Shade 45 in particular. That's all I'm going to say for now, because I have not yet made it official. So just keep on the lookout. Keep listening to Sapphire's Earplay, and of course, you know, downloading the podcast, of course, because that's the only real way you're going to know. And of course, following me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Periscope, Xbox, all under Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. So like I said, a lot has happened in the past week, and I'm just like, fuck, like, it's just been crazy. It's been a crazy fucking week. And I have to say, I have been giving a lot of sexual attention to people, but I'm not getting sexual attention back. So I'm like sexually frustrated. Like, I have not been seriously dicked down in 2.5 weeks. Yes, I wish I was doing Howard Stern. I wish to God I was doing Howard Stern. Hello, Miss Nikki. But seriously, I have not been dicked down properly in 2 weeks, and I'm going crazy. I've been giving people sexual attention, but no one's giving me sexual attention. Has that ever happened to you, where you find yourself in more of a giving mood than actually receiving the sexual attention that you want? Like, I ate some pussy in celebration of my new job, and my pussy didn't get eaten. Hello, cousin. Oh, shit. Of course, you pop up as I'm talking about me not getting seriously dicked down. But seriously, like, I ate this girl's pussy and filmed it and, like, had fun with it. And yet, my pussy has not gotten attention. I really just want to sit on a face. I really want my pussy to be invaded. Like, you guys have no idea. Like, I'm going crazy. I have a Hitachi. I have lubes. And it's just like, no, I did not do Howard Stern. My girl Natalie is joking. I wish I made it to Howard Stern. Trust me. I'm on a SiriusXM station, but I cannot reveal which station and what show. Well, I can reveal what show, I mean station, but I can't reveal what show. Anyways, pay attention. Talking about me and not getting sexual attention. Like I said, your girl has been giving all the sexual attention to people, and I'm not getting the sexual appreciation back. I'm giving out Snapchats to certain people on my list who don't even ask me in advance, can I get some of those videos? Hell the fuck no. If we're not fucking, you're not getting them. I'm sorry. So you guys get the tease. So anyways, I've been, you know, taking pictures of my boobies. People are like, oh, I love how they jiggle. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And they're like, oh, I'm getting so turned on. But I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not getting any sexual attention. Usually, you know, I have, you know, sex stories galore. I've been just giving away sex. I'm not getting sex. For once, my sex life is kind of slowing down. And I'm like, I need to be penetrated. And the one person that I want to be penetrated by, it's just never available. And I'm just like, fuck. And I'm like honestly building the sexual attention for this person. And little do they know, I don't know if they're watching just yet, but little does this person know, like, they're about to get like a whole 2.5 built up attention. Like, don't get me wrong, I've come numerous times for all the sex that I did have, but I really have not had like, I really just want to like explode on someone's face. That's really what it is. I want to like explode. Don't get me wrong. The girl that I've been like semi playing around with, that sex is awesome. But the guys in my stable, y'all motherfuckers are fucking up. I'm gonna need new guys in my stable ASAP, because let me just drink on this. Oh, Lord. I can't. I seriously cannot fathom. The guys are just fucking up in the bedroom for me. Like, you get me to the yes point, but then I'm like, no, it's gone. So I need sexual attention badly, 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 badly. And like I said, the sexual attention is crazy, but just not from the person that I want. So I don't want to just like open my legs up and get fucked and not be fucked properly, if that makes sense. So we're going to talk about all about that tonight. Have you ever just, you know, when it comes to getting a girl's attention, you know, how does she get you in the mood? Not even in a sexual mood. I did take a survey, of course, on my Twitter, which is at Ms. Radio Sapphire. And I wanted to know, like, seriously, when you're talking to a person and you're trying to build that sexual tension, you know, what's the best way that she can turn you on? Not even just in a sexual mood, but just in general, like, how can she get your attention? How does she grasp your attention sexually? Okay. So even before you start fucking her, what do you do? So I laid out, you know, some simple examples, and I said, you know, does the girl get your attention before fucking by sending you naughty texts and videos? 31% of you said, yes, that's exactly what the fuck I need to build that sexual tension between the girl and I before we have sex. Others, 13% of you guys said that Snapchat tease videos do the trick. Now, what's the difference between naughty texts and videos versus Snapchat videos? Snapchat videos you can keep. Texts, naughty texts and videos you can keep on your phone. Snapchat videos, they're gone in 10 seconds. You can't really retrieve them. Okay? 60% said nothing a woman has to do to get you turned on. You like the mystery. You like everything to unfold in the bedroom. And I give you guys mad props, because where the fuck are you guys? Because I want that. I mean, don't get me wrong. When a guy says, send me a pic, depending upon the duration that we've been talking, it's socially acceptable. But if you're just like barely talking to me and we haven't even built up the sexual like aggression and tension between us, don't automatically upon like the 6 or 7 texts say, send me a pic. Why don't you get to know me first? Then you can get a pic. Or why don't you not ask her at all and see what you get before you guys bone? Honestly, a little mystery to the prize is always best. 50% of you guys said it's just the girl in general that turns you on even before you fuck her. So regardless if it's her personality, the way she dresses, the way she talks, you guys get turned on by her. It's just the girl in general that's right in front of your face, or maybe the girl that you're anticipating to meet right there and then. There's nothing else other than the fact that it's just her in general that keeps you turned on, which I'm all about that. What up, Mel the Funky? But seriously, you know, I always have to ask you guys, and I ask my friends and I ask people on Twitter, you know, what is it that a girl has to do to get your attention sexually? You know, we're in this day and age where everybody's all about the visual. Like, there are so many guys, and I'm not trying to bash any single one of you guys that have ever asked me in the past, regardless if we're fucking or the fact that you just admire me and my radio work. You know, a lot of you guys just ask me for pictures of my boobs. I really, honestly, I'm not comfortable with sharing my boobs with people that I have not met physically, or people that I'm just not comfortable about being nude. I like to leave a little art of the mystery to you guys. So I respect it that you guys think I'm so sexy and pretty and I got a nice voice and, you know, I talk about sex and that turns you on. What's up, horny man? But seriously, at the end of the day, I like to give y'all a little mystery. You know, me giving you these teasers and a look into my sexual life, you know, in a very graphic detail, I mean, that alone should be turning y'all the fuck on. So like I said, you know, I've been giving all this sexual attention, but I'm not getting the sexual attention that I need. Like, I honestly need to be fucked. I have a date tonight. Who knows where this date is gonna go? I'm sorry that the men... It's not even that. Men are not falling for me. I think, honestly, I don't think a man has truly fallen for me. Because I think, at the end of the day, the guys just see me for the surface. They see that I talk about sex on the radio. I'm openly bisexual. I have big boobs. I'm black. I got a big booty. There's something. I have not yet... I don't think I have had a person fall for me in years. And if they are falling through me, I never know. Because I'm very oblivious to those kind of things. Here I am giving y'all sex advice, and I'm very oblivious about my own sex life. Like, trust me, I'm so horrible. Like, I'm really, like I said, I'm really seeking attention from women. I want to play a girl thing, and I want a boy play thing. Am I talking about love and serious relationships? No. Not tonight. Right now I'm talking about sexual attention from the people that you want. People that you build sexual tension for and all that. So that's what we're talking about. Oh, there's my girl TL Brown. Cheers to you. Booty calls, all that. Oh, well, thank you, Thomas. I know there's a lot of you guys that, you know, you've fallen in love with me because of the talent. And I've fallen in love with you guys because you guys have been sweet and all that. But seriously, when it comes to building that sexual tension from a person that you need sexual attention, I feel like sometimes a lot gets lost in the mix. You know what I mean? A lot gets lost in communication or the lack of communication. So let's take it to this. You're interested in somebody. You start texting, you start talking on the phone. You like the way that they talk on the phone. You like the way that they text you. Maybe you FaceTime, so you like the way that they dress when they see you on FaceTime, or the lack of clothes when you're FaceTiming them. Building that sexual tension can be kind of crazy. And I mean by this, because we hide behind screens, it's so easy to kind of fake the attention that you want. It is so hard to grasp that attention that you desperately need. Whether it be, you know, you're talking to this girl and yet she's turning you on, you got a boner, but should you tell her that you have a boner because of the way that she's talking or the way that she's angling herself in the camera? You know, then there's on the girl side, we never know sometimes when it's okay for us to turn on the naughty, because of course we still want to be ladies and we want to be considered ladies, but then we do want to show the side that we're not prude and we're so sexually repressed. So there's all of that that includes in the sexual attention for sexual attention. So let's talk about this. And this goes both ways. So even if it says that it's guarded towards the guy, I think it goes for the girl. So let's break down the sexual attention for sexual attention. Okay? You may realize that the person that you're talking to, they get really bizarre when you get close to them. And what I mean by this is that maybe sometimes they seem like they're not always interested, or that it's very surface with them. One-worded answers. They might not have like, menage a trois. You're funny. What up, Lily? But seriously, I'm talking about when they're acting bizarre around you. So they can't finish their sentences. They're looking down at you and not at you. They fidget a lot. They're just acting really weird. That's just because of the fact that they don't know how to react in your presence. So you, as the person that you're engaging with, if you notice these signs that they're acting a little weird, try to make it comfortable for them as possible, because maybe you're coming off a little too strong. So you kind of have to pull back and kind of let them ease their way back into you. So maybe not right off the bat, try to engage in sexual talk right away. Get to know them first, then lead the sex talk later, okay? Maybe the tension is the fact that he can make direct eye contact with you and you can't. Pull out game is just stupid if you're talking about sex, okay? Pull back a little bit with staring in the eyes. Guys, I understand. There are some guys that I know that I see them do it to my girlfriends. And I never know if they're playfully trying to do this or they're actually really trying to like get the girl's attention. But when you're looking at her like googly-eyed, big wide-eyed, and you're like not saying anything, sometimes you can make the girl uncomfortable. I don't even like to engage eye contact, but I constantly find myself doing that because I want to engage in you. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to sunglasses all the time. I don't want to talk to a person who's looking like the other direction. Hi, sweet pea. Who's looking in the other direction. So if you can look into your crush's eyes or the person that you're trying to build that sexual tension with for hours and not do anything in any way to get awkward, you know, be comfortable with it. Ease your way into it. Kind of, you know, engage in like playfully stare at their eyes and like look at them in a weird way. You know, engage in them. The body language. Body language is a big thing, okay? When it comes to body language, it's basically the way that you're reciprocating, like, hey, take me now, all right? Does the person that you're talking to, regardless if it's a male or female, do you guys seem to lock eyes in a room with each other and you guys are far apart? Or do you sometimes find yourself not even communicating to each other with your mouths, but mostly your facial expressions, your body expressions? Maybe it's the way that when they see you, how much would end up on air? That could be a problem. I always try to keep it very discreet with whoever has sex with me. Unless if they don't want me to talk about them on air, then I never really do. So going back to the body language. So if I'm... My biggest thing is you'll know when I'm ready to have sex with you because of the way that I position myself in the beginning. Sometimes you may find me... God damn, I made a good whiskey drink. You might find me if we're sitting on the couch, for instance, and I'm leaning towards you, or I might, you know, put my hand on your thigh, or I engage my body a little bit more open so my breasts are kind of focusing on your attention, my legs, my body is centered towards you. That's me saying, hey, I'm engaging. It's now time to come and connect with me. If a guy is trying to touch you on your arms, or the same thing, if a woman's trying to touch you on your arms, your biceps, especially guys, if she's trying to aim for that love trail, most of the time she's trying to tell you like, hey, engage in me, take my body. Guys, they like to find everywhere possible to try to touch you, arms, lower back, sometimes the neck. I have the tendency of trying to touch people's faces, and a lot of people don't like that, and I'm sorry if you're watching this and I've ever done that. Okay, so I can answer this question right now because here's another way. How do you engage in a threesome? First of all, are you trying to engage in a threesome as a single person or as a person who's in a relationship? You have to ask yourself that question. If you're a single person and trying to engage in a threesome, chances are you're going to do the most obvious thing. You're going to try to find a couple that you know, or a close friend and another close friend, and try to seal the deal in a threesome that way. I say for people who are not used to that, that is the wrong way to go, because if you don't know how to turn the sexual affection off when you're with your close friends and yet you want to fuck your friends in a threesome, you're gonna cause yourself a whole world of trouble. So you need to engage in a threesome with people that you don't know. There are plenty of apps for that. There's Thrinder, which is the Tinder for threesome solely. Or you could just go on Tinder and you can just engage with the couple that is solely asking for a threesome. But as a bisexual woman, if I'm on a dating site that's solely for the purpose of one-on-one dating, I'm not interested in your couple. I'm not a unicorn. I'm very particular with couples that I ever engage in. And I haven't actually engaged in a threesome with a couple in years. Actually, someone asked me, when's the last threesome that I had? And it's been years. It's been years. Even before I was dating a woman, it was like, oh my God, 6 years ago. It's been about 6 years ago since my last threesome. No, actually joining in a threesome, I don't really like to watch. I like to engage. That's just the type of person I am. So if I were you, if you want to engage in a threesome, you have to be open with your partner. If you're in a relationship with that person, you need to establish some rules. A lot of threesomes that I have been in the past, a lot of people, you know, they have their guidelines. I was allowed to fuck the girlfriend, but I wasn't allowed to fuck the boyfriend. If there was oral play, I wasn't allowed to engage in oral. And, you know, I was only there for the sole purpose of penetration. So there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of, you got to cut off all sexual feelings. You don't want to have a threesome with someone that you're just talking to. I think that's the biggest problem when people are just engaging in that talking phase and they haven't yet fucked, but they say, I think we should see our girl together. Why don't you engage in something sexual with each other a couple times, then see where you're at? Because throwing in a threesome before you even like engage in sexual activity with person number one, it can be very complicated. Girls get jealous. Guys get jealous. Guys can't get it up in time. Girls tend to sometimes be a lot more pickier of the girls that they're having threesomes with. I myself, once again, I'm very particular about pussy. Guys, not so much. I'll find something in a guy to be sexually engaged in. With women, it's kind of harder because a lot of women are not as open. It's hard for me as a bisexual girl to just go out there and put myself out there and say, hey, I want to fuck you. I don't know if you're into women, but I am, and let me eat your pussy. No. Now you're just throwing in some random shit now. So, like I said, before we broke into a sidetrack of threesomes, body language, always open. You'll know when that person is engaging with you if their body and the clear signs are telling you, like, hey, let's get to the flirting, okay? Other ways to find out about sexual attention to get sexual attention, their voice changes. Girls, we tend to go into a high-pitched baby voice or, oh my God, or we just tend to get really high-pitched and laugh. Guys, you guys like to, especially on the phone, y'all like to put on the bedroom voice. And some of you guys, it works. Some guys, it doesn't. So how do you know when that attention is being, like, you know, reciprocated? You'll know once again. The voice will change. Or the way that he talks to you or the way that she talks to you, it's no longer, oh, we're friends having a good conversation. They're going to get into, like, maybe, like, what are you wearing? Or, you know, you like it when I do this. It's all about the tone. Exactly. Exactly, TL Brown. It is all about the tone. You can tell when a guy is interested, just like you can tell when a girl is interested. Just like you can tell when a girl is in the room with her friends and you're trying to gauge in some nasty talk. I am not, that's not my discretion. You can be picky if you want to. That's on you. One of the listeners on Periscope asked, should we be picky on the people that we fuck? You can be picky if you want. But also, not everybody is like me who can sexually turn off their feelings. Okay. The next show is on Tuesday night, if not Wednesday. It's always going to be altered between Tuesday and Wednesday. It just depends upon which day I'm more free and available, between the time frame at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time or 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So thank you for watching. But anyways, we're not done here, everybody. But like I said, the voice changes around you, the tone, everything. They might giggle more often. They might, you know, they're not going to be like, uh-huh, yeah, no, I get it. Cool. No, they're really trying to get your attention. Naughty jokes. I, for one, I'm a pervert. I throw in a lot of nasty innuendos. But then again, I do that even as a person. So if you're dating me or you're wanting to date me or wanting to fuck me, how do you know when my naughty jokes are in a sexual foreplay? I'm most likely going to engage you in it. I'm going to say, well, you know, you wouldn't be saying that shit if I was sitting on your face. You know, I'd be engaging you and saying things that I would want to do to you in a dirty talk of mine. So that's how you can tell. A lot of guys, they tell naughty jokes and sometimes they fail because they come off as too perverted. And some girls too, you come off too perverted. So get to know the level of naughtiness, the naughtiness level. You know, maybe simply asking them a 20 questions, you know, what turns them on, what turns them off. That way, you can make sure you're not saying the wrong thing at the wrong time to a person that you really are sexually interested in. And sometimes people, the people that you're sexually interested in, they're sometimes not the people that you actually want to be with. They're just people that you want to bone. So also, you got to have those guidelines too. So if you're telling a nasty joke and it's somebody that you're just wanting to fuck around with, then be perverted as you want to be. Because likewise, you probably share the same common ground and you probably already understand the fact that y'all want to both do the nasty and not have any consequences with it or throw some facts, you know, some actual feeling into it. That's the way to do it. Okay. I'm a person who's a loud mouth. Silence always makes me uncomfortable. But according to this blog, they're saying that silences are completely comfortable. If you're dealing with me, I'm a talker. When I sense that someone's being silent, I feel like sometimes I may be turning them off. I might be not engaging on them as well, not focusing on them as much. So be mindful of who you're around. If a person is quiet, you brought up, what do you do with a person who's quiet? Try to figure out their triggers. What triggers them to engage? What is making them so nervous? And don't try to ask, keep asking, am I making you nervous? Am I making you nervous? Chances are you are making that person nervous and they don't know what the fuck to say. So see how much they're fidgeting or see how much they're staring at your body before trying to see if it's silence by default or uncomfortable silence. Because chances are they just might be too shy and they just don't know how to engage. So that way you have to warm up to them or they have to warm up to you. Oh, here's my favorite. You're in a big group setting. Your boys already know that you're interested in this girl. The girls already know that they're interested in you, that she's interested in you. So what happens when you guys are all alone? Things suddenly change for the different. You know when you're hanging out with your friends one-on-one, and if it's the opposite sex, you know when your friend is no longer being a friend when the two of you are alone. You might engage in light flirtatious activity. Maybe you guys have ways of, once again, doing perverted things to each other, whether it be like you guys like to play wrestle and you guys kind of engage in like tit for tat, so like pinching the nipples, slapping the dick. You're trying to find ways of, you know, fondling the body parts. But if there's a certain way when the two of you guys are together and it's completely opposite of how you guys act, you know, in a group setting, chances are that person likes you and they're just trying to build the tension to see where it leads, okay? It's not really that hard to spot once you see it. You know when your friends are being your friends versus when your friends are trying to be something more than just a friend. You will know. It's just the signs are all there. You just have to pay attention. I do have to say though, as a, once again, when it comes to me and my female friends that I'm sexually attracted to and they're sexually attracted to me, it most likely is the fact that we both will never do anything because we don't want to jeopardize that friendship. So what happens when you two are both flirting constantly? You're not really expressing where this friendship is actually going to go other than the fact that you guys like to flirtatiously play with along with each other. You got to be the bigger person and kind of have to set the boundaries and kind of put them back in what I call and what other people call the friend zone. So you also have to be mindful of the type of sexual tension that you're building. Maybe you're doing it for just the sake of flirting, or maybe you're really doing it for the sake of, hey, I want to get into your pants and get to know you a little bit more. Okay? So with all that blabbity blue, I want to talk to you guys about something. So, like I said, my sex life, I don't know what to even call it. No, me and the friend that cooks for me, like, no, we're not flirting at all. That friend that cooks for me, that is my best friend. Yeah, she's hot, and yeah, that would be like my model-esque girlfriend, but at the end of the day, nothing more, nothing less. You guys are really trying to push on the fact that my best friend and I should get together, and you guys are hilarious, or that we should fuck. Y'all are funny. I love it. Trust me, if it was a different world, maybe, but there's too many complications with that. But I have to say, a girl that I am fucking does remind me of my friend, and man, she's just wild. Like I said, she's the one that I ate out before I got the new job, but she's also the one that I did sensory deprivation on from the episode last week. And I don't know, like, we just have really good sex. We have really good sex. That's really what it is. It is really good sex. And the thing is, she's like the epitome of an all type of girl plaything that I want. Now I just need to find that boy plaything, and hopefully the girl and the guy can get together. Then I can have my threesome, because I, like I said, I need some sexual attention. And I think honestly, from my standpoint, I'm sexually so selfish right now. I think I need a threesome just to have the focus turned on me. I've given plenty of people sexual attention. It now needs to be focused on me. I need my pussy being eaten while a girl is sitting on my face, or I'm sucking a guy's dick as I'm getting eaten out, or I'm riding his cock as, you know what I mean? Like, I need female and male attention, and I think the only way that that ever is going to solve my sexual tension fiasco is by having a threesome, and I need it like now. Like now. Like this vagina right here, I'm not even wearing panties, but she's been soaking wet and she's just like dying for attention. Like pools of sexual attention. But I think it's that time, everybody's favorite time, where we do the sexy break, where we shoot it or toke it, smoke or shot. Now, right here, I got a little concoction. It literally is simply lemonade and honey jack with flavored ice cubes. And let me tell you, I'm gonna be lit for my date tonight. Thank God I'm ending the show earlier. But I did grind up some weed, so I wanna know, everybody. And coming up, we do have a segment called Ask Sapphire, where you can ask me any questions right now during the sexy break, and I can answer all your questions. So, am I going to toke? Am I going to smoke or drink? You know what time it is. Time to put on some music and get this motherfucking party started. I want to know, are you drinking? Are you smoking? If what are you smoking? What are you drinking? DC the Truth, welcome back to the show. You just made it in time for the sexy break. Welcome back, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. It's time for the day sex and confused news.
Dazed, sexed, confused. Dazed, sexed, confused.
All right. So this is how Dazed, Sexed, and Confused works. Everybody on Periscope, if you're new to it, I talk about some dumbass shit that's been going on around America. So without further ado, let's discuss this. Okay, an arrest has been made after men hold up traffic to play basketball in the middle of a road. Don, you might appreciate this because this happened in Texas. An arrest has been made after two men were caught on video playing basketball in a busy Houston intersection. Rollins Zepeda, age 18, was taken into custody on Monday for warrants out of Fort Bend County, police have said. The other man seen in the video, Edward Joseph Gonzalez, is still on the run, and he's 25. Zepeda was taken out, was taken to the city of Houston jail and charged with evading arrest or detention. No bond was set in that case. He was also charged with the larceny warrant out of Fort Bend County and driving under the influence in Travis County. Bonds were set at $30,000 and $10,000 respectively. Police are still investigating the charge of obstructing a highway. No charges have been filed. But many people joked about the videos, others did not. One person said, "This shit is not funny. Someone call the police." And of course, they filmed this and it's been going viral. In the video, you can see people getting pissed, honking their horns, shouting out some explicitives during this entire basketball game. I'm just trying to figure out, man, in Texas, like, I thought there was more shit to do. And I understand, like, your team didn't win, you know, whatever. But, like, what prompts somebody to play in an intersection basketball? Like, what happened to just going down to the local park and just saying, fuck it, let's go play some basketball down there? I just don't understand. Don't understand people at all, whatsoever. But going on, because this one takes the money. I feel like I need to call my grandmother because she lives in Ocala. But a report from the Marion County Sheriff's Police Department said on Monday, a home invasion in Northwest Ocala on Sunday evening responded to a call in which a homeowner shot an intruder who had kicked in the front door and tried to force his way into a bedroom closet where she was hiding. The 54-year-old woman, whose name is not released for security reasons, was in her kitchen when Victor Alex Etherton, age 27, began to knock on the door. "What's up, Jeff?" He said his name is Jeff. "What up, Jeff?" So Etherton began to knock on the window. She did not recognize him and asked him to leave, the report states. Etherton then kicked in the door as the woman ran up the stairs into a bedroom, called 911, and armed herself with a .22 caliber handgun. Etherton headed up the stairs. She took refuge in the closet. The report goes on even further to say that he forced his way into the bedroom, took off his shorts, in which he shit himself in, and forced entry into the closet where the victim was hiding. The woman fired off one shot, hitting Etherton in the abdomen, and then stopped him. Police dispatch found Etherton naked behind the bedroom door. Holy shit. Well, at least he took off his pants. The man could have, shat his pants, running in with a poopy diaper or poop pants, and just said, fuck it. Hello, horny man again. But seriously, I don't understand why people are just shitting themselves and then robbing people naked. Like, it seems like every week I have a report of someone being naked doing some kind of, like, larcenous shit. Like, what the fuck? Don't understand this. The assistant state attorney said that although the man did not comment on the case, the homeowner has no duty to retreat when using deadly force if they are in fear of their life. So it sounds like this girl is going to be good. Are we live? Yes, we are. This was Florida. Yes, it was. It was Ocala, Florida, to be exact. It's so funny. Every time I've gone to Ocala, people are normal there. I understand. Okay, here's some racist shit. You guys can already guess by the headline of this story, if this was a white man or a black man. Man steals frozen chicken, rides off bike. Okay? Jacksonville, Mississippi. Jackson police are investigating a break-in at a fast food restaurant. They arrested Cliff Hayes and charged him with business burglary. It happened just a little bit before 5 a.m. yesterday at a Church's Chicken on West Woodrow Wilson Avenue in Jackson, Mississippi. Commander Tyree Jones with the Jackson Police Department tells us a witness saw a man break into a building and steal three boxes of chicken. The witness said that the man rode off on a bicycle. Police later caught up with the 67-year-old suspect near an intersection and took him into custody there. Jones said several boxes of chicken were recovered and returned to the restaurant. Oh, Lord. Jackson chicken equals white. Well, unfortunately, this was a black man that stole it. But my thing is, why did they return the chicken to the restaurant? Like, I wouldn't even want to fucking eat there, first of all. Just let the man eat the chicken in prison, or at least give it to the prison guards. That's some bullshit. A You don't need to go there, sir. Watch how far you're going. I'm black. That's different. Calm it down. Firefighters rescue an Alabama teen from a giant Barney head. A 15-year-old girl was trapped for a harrowing 45 minutes, being stuck in the head of a Barney dinosaur mask. The head was closing in on me, Darby said. Thank you. And I'm not African. I'm just black. It was like a stuck in a small place and can't get out panicking. It all started on Sunday night as a joke with her friends. Darby Reisner is the girl's name. The prank, however, went awry and the joke ended up on Darby. Of course, this is going to happen after the girls went to church, she said. Darby and a group of her friends were spending the night. We're at a spend the night party after church. While waiting for her friends to come down the stairs, she spotted the Barney head, which her pastor bought several years ago at an outgoing business sale. Since then, the bodysuit has been lost and the members have passed around the Barney head as a need for whatever reason basis. Darby thought, I'm going to scare them when I come down the stairs, said her mother. She put the Barney head on and she sat down on the sofa to wait for them. It dropped. It slipped over her shoulders. When they finally came down, she got up and realized that it dropped down so low she couldn't get it off. It was digging into her. Four of her friends and the parents of one of the girls tried to get Darby out of the head. It wouldn't budge. They slathered Vaseline on her arms. It still was a no-go. It gave her short little Barney arms since it was at her elbows. She couldn't see, so they had to guide her. Darby says she was feeling a little nauseous and a little warm, so that's when they decided to get the rescue efforts up a notch, or five in this case. I gasped in like fear, like, oh no, what did I do? Darby said. The family had friends at the Trustville Fire Department, so they gave them a call and asked if they could help. The hitch was they didn't want sirens, and the firefighters said if they responded to the home, they would have to run all the emergency lights. So instead, they decided to pile up in the minivan and drive to the fire station themselves. One of the veterans said that when the gang paraded in, they couldn't help but start to laugh. They said they tried to be professional, and the little girl was distraught, but we had to giggle about it. They tried to pull it off the head with like their foot on her, still didn't use it. They used some Vaseline again, still didn't work. So then finally, they made some release cuts and they cut the back of the mask and it was able to get Barney out of Darby. There you go. This is crazy. Again, this is, it's too much. Oh yeah, Barney loved her a little bit too much. And there you go, you guys. That is the day's Sex and Confused news. I gotta say, it was a fun show tonight. Like I said, if you ever have to be curious about the sexual tension between you and the crush or the person that you like, be open. Start communicating. Especially if you're like older. Like, we need to stop doing this shit where we're too scared to let it be known what the fuck you want. Okay? If you like somebody, just fucking tell them. What's the worst that they're gonna say? No, I don't like you back. No, I don't want to have sex with you. It's not the end of the world. Okay? For everybody that's ever rejected you, there's one other person out there willing to have sex with you. And just make sure you're doing it responsibly. I gotta say, it's been fun, you guys. I'm Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire Extra Nasty. Remember to follow me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Xbox One, Periscope, of course. And make sure you follow the Misfits Podcast Network. It's awesome. It's straight out of New York. There's several podcasts you guys have to check out. Shout out to my girl, Aaliyah Janine, with her Hormones podcast. You guys have to check out the show Poop Talk. Yes, it's crazy. It's funny. It's got a little bit of everything for everybody. They got movie podcasts on there, and they got me, Miss Sapphire. So Sapphire's Earplay is available on iTunes, Podomatic, on Play Google Music now. Come on, let's just have fun. Let's do it. Make me popular. Make me famous, y'all. Let's get it straight to number one on iTunes. Let's do it. Sapphire's Earplay. You can subscribe through Misfits Podcast Network or just simply by Sapphire's Earplay. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week, I believe my girl Eden Blair will be on and live here with the Lair with me. So until next week, you guys. Good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.